Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Ayin Beis, Gittin 72a, pagination is 143. We're starting at the Mishnah about midway on the page. There's a general principle, which is, as Rashi points out, Ein Get La'achar Misa. You can't give a get after the person is dead. Once he's dead, the bond is severed between husband and wife, such that she would now fall to Yibum if, in fact, her husband died without children and there is a living brother. One of the things that we sometimes want to do is ensure that if the husband starts getting sick or whatever considerations, we want him to give a get such that the bond should be severed before he dies, so that at the time of his death, they're no longer married and she doesn't fall to Yibum. In such an unfortunate situation, we would want to make sure that the wording is correct. For example, Zegitech immesi. If the husband would say, this is your get if I die. Or, Zegitech mecholi ze. This is your get if I die from this illness. Zegitech la'achar misa. This get should take effect after my passing. Lo omar klum. These are cases that do not work as a get because he's trying to effectuate the get after his death. And after his death, there's no longer room for a get because they're not married anymore and she's already fallen to the situation of Yibum, if such is applicable. However, he could word it correctly. He could say, Mehayom immesi, from today if I die, Me'achshav immesi, from now if I die, Harei ze get, then it would be a get, because it's taking effect now. Of course, many people would not want it to take effect now. Now he wants to still be married. He wants it to somehow take effect at the last possible time that it could. We have a similar situation by wills and estates, where the person wants to give a directive that his assets should be distributed to specific people, but right now he wants to still have his relationship with the assets. He wants to still be able to benefit from the assets. Doesn't want to gift them now. And therefore, in such a case as well, we have to tweak this wording to a way that it's going to impact the assets in the way that he wants. Keep in mind, as we've mentioned on other occasions, that secular law works differently in this regard than halachic law in a very significant way, very noticeable. In secular law, a person can give a will, a directive, that after his death, this is how his assets should be distributed. It works after his passing. In halacha, once the person passes away, similar to the concept of get that we just discussed, halacha steps in and certain things happen. In the case of a marriage, she falls into the situation of Yibum Chalitza. In the case of assets, the assets are going to be subject to the laws of Yerusha, the laws of inheritance. The fact that the person left a directive that such should be done with his assets after his passing, they're no longer his. Now, there is a concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, that a person is supposed to fulfill the words of the dying person, and there very well may be the possibility that his will be done simply because everyone wants to listen to him, but it's not nearly as binding as we might be made to think. And therefore, we're looking to create some sort of gift that takes place during his lifetime. He might give the keren, the principle, to that recipient, and then keep the fruits, the produce of it during his lifetime, is one possible solution with certain downsides. Another solution is that it will take effect a moment before my passing, so that as we're going through that moment, we might not know that we're going through the moment, but it becomes clear later that a moment before his passing, such took effect. Skipping to the end of the Mishnah, we have a new twist on these types of cases. Zegiteich mehayom imesi mecholi zeh. This should be your get from today if I die from this illness. V'amad v'holach b'shuk, and then he got up and he walked in the marketplace. V'chala, got sick, umes, and he died. Omdim oso, we would have to assess. Imach mascholi arishon mes, if it's because of his original illness that he actually died, and his walking in the marketplace was either a false recovery, he didn't really recover, or he was going there even though he was ill just because he managed to walk in the marketplace with his cane and walker and support, but he was sick. Just because he walked in the marketplace, that doesn't change everything. How does that get? If it could be attributed to the original illness, then it would be a get, because indeed he died from the original illness. V'imlav, but if in fact walking in the marketplace was a symbol and a moment of recovery, and a new illness afflicted him, which took his life, then eino get, then the original get, the original giving of the get, is not going to have any impact, because that was done conditionally, on condition that he dies from that illness. And in fact, he did not die from that illness, if our research and assessment indicates such. Yeshe Kolach, thank you for joining.